You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
You want to talk about
meatball?
Yeah, it's a spicy meatball.
Oh,
you know, Roy wasn't with it. Roy gave an to the meatball.
Meh.
Here's the thing, like I discovered today in our meeting that the meatball is not meant to be eaten. It's just meant to be looked at.
You can't eat it?
No, can't eat it.
What?
It's just an art exhibit.
Oh, the mammoth meatball?
Yeah.
People don't know what we're talking about. We should probably
explain what the mammoth
I mean, if you don't know by now.
All right, so scientists have been able to, using the DNA of a woolly mammoth, clone basically some synthetic meat, some mammoth meat. And they made a meatball out of it. And rather than letting us eat it, they put some dry ice and some smoke and put it under a glass case, and it's like an art installation now.
Don't we have better things to do?
No, clearly not.
Well, Roy.
Yes, I mean.
Let me tell you right now. If you tell me that they can fry up some dodo bird, I'm there, buddy.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
I'm all in on extinct species like eating.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, because it's a delicacy?
Yes, because it's the most exotic of all exotic foods.
But yeah. It's like, it's fake. Like,
no, I mean,
it's an impossible
burger. But is it
burger,
real, though?
You know what I mean? Like, not, this is an impossible.
It's not an impossible burger.
Yes, it is. This is like a lab-created meat with DNA,
it's
but
meat.
It's not real.
Impossible burger is a meat.
But could you eat it if you, like, if you could
well,
you eat it?
So, right now, the FDA has still not approved the eating of synthetic meat. There are companies right now that are like specializing in this and working on the technology to get it to look and taste and smell exactly like meat.
I'm tired of the FDA. Like,
why?
Let me eat what I want.
No, no.
I'm tired of the FDA.
Enough. I'm not tired of the FDA.
Enough is enough. If I want to eat a mammoth impossible
burger, I do
want to
eat a mammoth. It's not impossible.
I think the Russians are like recreating woolly mammoths out in Siberia or something.
Are
like
they?
They're cloning
that
them. They're trying
like
to clone them.
At best.
You can look it up.
For meatballs?
Where
not
would
for
I
meatball.
Look that up?
Look it up. Russians cloning woolly mammoths. I don't know. Like, I just heard that.
Wouldn't that make sense, though? Like, the Russians are cloning them, like, to see what they can do.
Like,
with
what
mammoths.
Can we do with these?
And we're trying to eat them. We're like, yeah, okay, just make
a meatball.
Yeah, grind it up for me. But, like, you guys aren't into, like, eating exotic animals. I love eating any animal that might try to eat me if it were
yes.
alive.
What's the most exotic thing you've eaten?
Then why would you want to eat a dodo bird? A dodo
oh,
bird
extinct.
Couldn't do anything.
He's talking about extinct animals, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's extinct, because it doesn't
For what
exist.
It's worth, by the way, Tony is right here. According to the archaeologist.org, the Russian federal government has funded a laboratory in Siberia to help them win the race to clone a mammoth. So Tony
Siberia.
Was right.
Do you guys believe Ron McGill when he said that he wouldn't have a woolly mammoth at the zoo? Because I don't.
Oh, yeah, no, he's lying.
It feels like it's too hot for woolly mammoths.
They've got polar bears at the zoo, don't they?
Do they?
I don't know about here.
At Miami Zoo?
But you could put it inside.
At the San Diego Zoo. I've seen a polar bear at the San Diego Zoo. And San Diego is not polar conditions.
Touche.
Right? They got penguins, right? Don't they have penguins?
I think we have penguins here.
Yeah, see? Come on, man. Ron McGill's.
I don't know.
Ron McGill's full of it. If there's a woolly mammoth out there and they're like, hey, y'all want it? There's no way he's saying no. You know how much money that would make for the zoo?
That was my thinking when I asked him, but he said no.
No.
So the company that did the impossible woolly mammoth meatball, it's called Vow. And they've also investigated the potential of doing more, not meatballs, but food with 50 different species, including alpaca, buffalo, crocodile, kangaroo, peacocks, and different kinds of fish.
That's not interesting, though, because you can get that already. You know what I mean? Like, you can go have crocodile if you want to now.
Yeah, croc is actually pretty
Only
good.
After a while.
Or alligator.
Oh, later.
Tastes like chicken.
Oh, alligators.
Alligator's
alligator
good.
Tastes like a chicken that's been swimming.
Like a calamari kind of.
Yeah, it's got like... It's,
a swimming chicken.
Yeah, it's, oh, yeah, he's right, he's right.
It's got... There's some aquatic, like, aftertaste to alligator, but boy, you fry an alligator and put some hot sauce
with
on
a little sauce on it.
Some mojo.
What's up?
Some mojo.
Absolutely. So, but to answer Jeremy's question, the most exotic thing I've ever eaten is not alligator.
That was mine.
Sorry. Rattlesnake.
That was my question. I've also had rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
I had it in Denver.
I had a rattlesnake sausage.
Me too. It's the same thing I had.
Oh,
it was good.
It was great.
A little spicy too.
Mustard or relish?
You better believe it.
Oh,
you had some kick to it. Oh, I had some kick. I didn't know if that was a poison or not, but like, whoo.
If it was, I hope it was.
If it was, I hope it was.
Yeah. If it was the poison, like I hope
poison,
it was.
If poison makes it a bit spicy, yeah, I kind
of
like that.
On top of that, what if a rattlesnake bites me, but I already have the venom inside
Oh,
me?
It's already inside
Oh, you
me.
Think you had the antidote because right. you already had
like
some.
COVID.
Exactly.
Like COVID. I got the cure inside me.
Amin had it all along. Yep. We didn't know.
Still a virgin. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, Billy?
Ostrich jerky, I think.
Ostriches.
I didn't like it. I had ostrich
It's dry.
Jerky. Very dry.
A very dry bird.
Very dry.
But I had it as like, it was just jerky, so it tastes like any jerky. You know what I mean? It was at a Smoothie King. They had it at the register.
Really?
Yeah, it was
You
there.
Were feeling exciting?
No, my uncle's like, hey, try this. And he bought one for me and my cousin. Like, you guys want to try
like
ostrich
Like a Slim
jerky?
Jim style?
Like you just stuffed
yeah,
it in
Yeah, but
your
it was
face?
Like, it was lighter. It wasn't like the dark, like, jerky
oh, really?
Color.
Yeah. Oh, because it's a bird, yeah.
Yeah, I think like light meat.
Are,
yeah.
Are a little bit lighter.
Huh. I've had buffalo jerky.
How
also a little dry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But jerky's not a
jerky's
really...
Jerky's dry, but there's some yeah. jerky that's a little bit more moist than other jerkies.
Well, it's pretty lean, right, buffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably a little drier then.
Same thing with ostrich. It's a lean
Same
bird.
Thing with bison.
Yeah. yeah.
Bison, very lean animal.
Venison? I mean, I've had venison buffalo. Before.
Me and you had venison at the same time. The
oh,
reason
that's right.
why I got venison because you got venison because
Salt
I like venison. And then I was like, oh, what is this? It's overcooked venison.
Okay, so like, here's the thing. We went to Salt Lake City. We went to the steakhouse that had very great reviews on Yelp. And
it wasn't a steakhouse as much as it was like a.
It was
a
prohibition bar?
Yeah, like a speakeasy prohibition bar.
Everyone was dressed like a flapper, right? Like they had like a big jazz band.
Dennis Drake's dad was playing harmonica.
Is that that sad video that you guys like walked through a bookshelf and it was like
yeah,
four people?
That was actually
inside.
The best part, walking through the bookshelf.
So, but here's the thing. We sit down, look at the menu, and you know, they got lamb chops and they got whatever. And then I see venison and I'm like, look, I like to eat different things. I like to eat things that are like of that place. I was like, oh, they must have deer out here because it's all snowy and stuff. And I think about Red Dead Redemption. There's deer everywhere when you're out west. So I'm like, oh, they must like cook the hell out of this venison. Man.
They did cook the hell out of the venison.
Oh, my God. When I say well done, I mean it wasn't just well done. It was excellent. And I don't mean in taste.
It's like a hockey puck.
Oh, my God. I mean, they cooked it and then they recooked it, I think.
Let people know how you're supposed to eat venison, because some people may have not had it. They don't know how to prepare it. Like, it's supposed to be a very, like, almost rare type of meat.
Falling off the bone. It's supposed to be so juicy and fluffy, falling off the bone. And instead, I remember I had, the first time I had venison, it was with Pablo Torre and Bomani Jones. We were out in Brooklyn. Mm. It was in Brooklyn. Went to
not
this
too many
place.
Deer in Brooklyn.
No, but it was an amazing venison, though. Go ahead and hit it. All right.
Get off my plane. Look at me,
it was delicious. And so that was like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Was that your first time eating venison?
That was my first
You're
time
like,
eating
oh,
venison.
I'm in.
I'm in on this. Yeah, like, I eat venison.
Was Just it gamey?
Like, yeah, a little bit, but in a good way.
Yeah, exactly.
In a good way. Like, it definitely, like, you're like, this was not
this
raised
isn't
on a
steak.
Farm.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, this isn't steak. What is this?
This thing
oh,
is
it's
out
venison.
There, out there running the streets. Jeremy, Brooklyn. what's the most exotic thing you've eaten?
I had a steak one time that wasn't well done.
Wow.
What?
White guy sounder?
You eat your steaks well done?
No, that was a joke.
How do you eat your steak?
Medium well.
Medium well?
I do. Hey, man, I'm white.
Brother,
this
come
is
on.
This
you
is
eat
a
ketchup too.
I will say no. Oh God.
Oh God.
Steak
no.
sauce A1?
No, I.
So you just eat a dry ass
no,
steak?
Well, hold on.
It's supposed to be juicy.
All right.
Come on.
What are we doing here?
I didn't even have a chance.
I mean, you told me you don't use steak sauce. You don't use any sauce.
I'll use steak sauce, but if I go to a good steakhouse and it's it's the steak is prepared properly. You don't
need
steak sauce.
My man.
The waiter's going to laugh at you if you go to a good steakhouse and tell him medium well.
Hold on. What cut?
I don't like steak shamers.
No, it's not steak shaming. What kind of, what cut?
Shaming. So I'll go get a filet.
Okay.
And
you get that medium well.
Listen to me. I was raised on everything being well done. My dad will ask for a piece of chicken at a restaurant well done.
Chicken is
everything
supposed
is well done.
Under just regularly done.
Well
I like
done.
Mine medium rare, but yeah.
Girl.
Not for
but
me.
You,
difference.
But you also grab it with two hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Undercooked chicken is usually an issue.
Don't get your chicken medium.
By the way, in my mind. Man. You're dressed like Fred Flintstone every time you go to a steakhouse. Barefoot with a club, and you put the club down.
Like
give me that steak. No, not like Wilma, because I have her grabbing it, and just like ferociously eating it.
Yeah, my boyfriend's family like hates me. Like they think I'm disgusting. Like,
oh, my God.
They take me out to eat, and I'm like, who needs knives? And I'm eating we went to a nice sushi restaurant the other night, and I was eating everything.
But hold on. Lee knows this about you.
Oh, yeah. Change me.
Why would he take you to dinner with his family at a place where he knows you're going to act like
he
that.
He should keep me locked up at home I can't embarrass
him. Take you to an Italian restaurant. You got to eat spaghetti. Of course you're not going to use your hands. You're going to use a fork for that.
Why would I use a fork for that?
Wait, are you eating spaghetti with your hands?
I'll
use my hands for anything.
Spaghetti?
Hubba hubba.
Oh.
Hmm.
Hubba hubba.
I don't know why I did that.
I haven't forgot Jeremy's atrocity of using a medium well steak. That's crazy.
With nothing.
Just dry.
Dry.
I'm not shaming. I'm just surprised.
No, you're shaming.
I'm surprised.
You called it an atrocity. That's not what you say when you're surprised by something.
I mean, it is when you're surprised at something atrocious.
What are you, Billy?
Billy, what's your most exotic? Oh, you said it.
He said it. But what's your steak? Your steak temp.
You know,
you look at like a guy that doesn't eat much steak.
Oh, yeah.
You're more like a chicken fish
Billy's
guy.
Like, no red meat for me.
Yeah.
No, I eat too much red meat. That's
really?
That's why I get stones.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What do you get it? What temperature?
I like medium well, too.
Medium well?
For a steak?
Yeah.
For like a...
Yeah. Well, no, but like if I'm cooking it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm a bad barbecue.
Is that a food safety thing? You're afraid of it being a little rare?
Yeah, I also don't like it to be like super, like I don't want it to feel like I'm chewing gum, you know what I mean? Like when I'm eating meat.
What's the cut that you like to get?
I mean, I'm a churrasco guy. I love meat.
Oh,
some
churrasco.
Yeah,
churrasco.
I'll go put
I'm
that
and
out
that's
on the
got
grill.
Good, that's got good flavor even if it's
oh,
cooked pretty well.
Love a churrasco.
To be honest.
Yeah,
I'm getting the sucker almost raw.
That's too much. Lately it's when I barbecue, it'll be a little redder.
Okay.
Oh my God! I started.
So like medium, like
shop.
Medium rare.
What?
Like medium rare.
No,
guys, I just realized where I'm gonna break my fast at tonight.
Attaboy.
Poppy steak.
Oh no! I'm not. Look,
we got too far.
No. I'm gonna go to Fogo de Chao. I think.
Ooh, Fogo's good.
Oh my God!
By the way, great burger at Fogo de Chao.
Really?
For lunch, they have like a $6 burger. It's incredible.
I'm going to go to Fogo de Chao, and I'm going to flip that thing on green until...
Let it ride.
Keep coming. You're going to sit there till 3 a.m.
The picanha is fire. I love picanha.
Oh, man. What's your favorite cut?
All of it.
Fair enough. But
when
when you go to a restaurant, what do you...
Whole hog.
When you go to a restaurant, you sit at a steakhouse, what are you ordering?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. I don't have a favorite.
But you order it. Yeah.
I mean, you have to order.
Whatever that restaurant's like known for.
Really?
Like I'll eat their best thing.
You ask.
Well,
what
not really,
because
that's
for?
Probably expensive. But I don't know.
Cowboy ribeye. It's $170.
Yeah.
I'll eat
it with my bare hands.
Nah.
I like a porterhouse.
Where's Mike Ryan? Cody Rhodes is on Good Morning Football.
He's right off camera.
Was he sitting on his lap?
It looked like that, right? But like Mike, here's the funny thing. I was staring at him on the little monitor. He looked like he didn't want to be there. I'm like, why are you here? He was like he looked like a kid who had to sit by their mother like as she's talking to like
another grown person.
Yes. And it's just like he just kind of little sighs and stuff and kind of like opened his eyes, squint his eyes.
Did you guys notice, or maybe it was just me? It seemed like Cody like did not lose eye contact with the Zoom and the camera. Yeah. So, like, even, like,
intense.
If Mike was asking something or, like, he was talking to Mike, he was still looking directly forward while talking to someone right next to him.
Like he was doing HQ.
He was looking at Mike in the Zoom window.
That was the number one thing I hated about HQ. Because they tell you, keep staring at the camera. Like, you can glance every once in a while, but, like, don't sit and, like, watch Dan while he talks or watch Poppy while he talks. And it was so weird for me. I wasn't used to that.
Just staring straight like a robot.
Yeah, like just...
Well, I mean, but you probably had, like, the feed in the camera at least, right? So, like, you could see... You didn't?
Because it was not captions. What do they call them?
It was the prompter. Teleprompter.
It was
teleprompter,
yeah.
Wow.
So I couldn't see what was happening. I think after my third year or whatever of doing it, like, eventually I realized, like, oh, you can do little things and, like, make faces at the camera when, like, he says something ridiculous. But, like, it took me a while to get used to it because on every other show that I did, it was, like, you glance at the camera every once in a while, but most of the time we were talking to...
Directly to the people.
That's weird. Because some of them will have, like, a screen on it, so you'll see what it is that's, like, on TV or whatever, but this one didn't. Like, when we used to, this obviously isn't the same thing, but, like, when they'd have me do, like, the music dome, it was kind of like the same. I would only hear them. I wouldn't see anything that was going on.
Oh, they didn't have a monitor in there?
No.
Oh, wow.
And I was looking straight at a camera. Yeah.
Do you guys ever have to do Zoom hits where they're, like, reflecting your own picture back to you on their side, so there's two of you?
Yeah.
I just did one of those, and I was staring at myself the whole time because I couldn't see the host, and it was so freaky.
That's you know what's funny? It throws me off when I can't see the person I'm talking to, but if they are there, I'm still staring at myself on the screen.
Aren't we all, though? I mean,
I'm a looker, man. I can't help it.
Look at me, Louie.
Get off my plane.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.